Hey everyone, Anissa Bramwitz here. Welcome to my channel. This video is going to be awesome. We're going to talk about scenario questions. Why do you want to get good at scenario questions? You get deep, meaningful, engaging e-learning experiences. You become masterful at this kind of deep engagement for adults. You become more valuable to the marketplace. When you become more valuable to the marketplace, you can charge more for the work that you do. You're in, right? Awesome. Okay, so the first thing is, like I mentioned, getting scenario questions right is an amazing tool to engaging adults deeply and also crafting things that really resonate and change behavior. Before we get into anything, we gotta be on the same page about what a choice moment really is. So this is huge, okay? So let's just talk about the anatomy of that choice moment, which I call a scenario question. Basically, that's synonymous. Because if we've got the anatomy right, then the rest of this will just flow way, way smoother. Okay, so first off, the anatomy of the choice moment. First, we've got the setup. Basically, the situation that happens that leads us to the point where we have to make a decision, all right? So we need that. Then we've got the choice, hence choice moment. The choices are ways that you're presenting to your learner in order for them to solve or address that situation. And then you've got the consequence. Consequence is very important. The consequence is what somebody sees as a result of making a decision, choosing one of those options. The consequence is always something that we'd like to imagine somebody actually experiencing. So the best way to show them that is to actually show them or to tell them, but never is the consequence feedback. The tips that I'm about to share with you are going to be in correlation with some of the biggest mistakes that I see people making when they craft their own scenarios, all right? So hopefully that is helpful. Let's get into it. So the first fix, I call it, grab the gist of the decision. Now, here's one of the biggest issues. You'll have a scenario question and the options are so freaking huge that the learner is actually unable to see, because they're so detailed, what the real difference between each approach is. They get lost in the minutia, especially if you have scenario questions that are the processes are very complicated, so the options are going to look complicated. Or you have something that is narrative or dialogue driven, where you would say, okay, well, how would you respond to this customer? And then you have to see all these options. So how do you address that? How do you fix that? Because, man, that makes it really difficult for you to scale those options, right? And you don't want to dilute what you're actually trying to say by cutting the words that would help somebody make a better decision. So there's actually a really awesome and quick fix for that. So as I said, this fix is about grabbing the ethos, the essence of that actual option. I didn't come up with this myself. I actually borrowed it from games, video games. And the example that I love referring to, and it's an awesome example, is the Deus Ex Machina, which is a game that, yes, it's a combat game and other things, but it's a very deeply narrative game, which you're doing a lot of talking. So, and of course, I mean, who doesn't like looking at pictures of really cool bionic people? Even though this is a heavily narrative driven game, and when you make the decisions for the character, you see this major dialogue play out back and forth sometimes for like minutes, which is really cool actually when you're in the context of the game. But what they do is, instead of letting you get lost in the minutia of what this character is going to say, how they're going to say it, what they do is they basically put it into this essence of what is this person's strategy? What is the character's strategy at this particular point in the game? And so what they help us do is they help us focus on the big picture by saying, what's the essence of what this person would say here? And so they have examples like goad or distract or apologize or, empathize. So what happens is, I think this is quite essential, is when your learner, if you use this strategy to pull out the essence of that, of the method that you're trying to teach them, what happens is, instead of them focusing on the specific things to say, they're focusing on what the strategy is when they're in that situation again. So you need to do the same thing to stop overwhelming your learner with all these options and all these words, the minutia. Teach them how to think and not what to think, so that they can apply that when they reach the real world. Okay, so this helps us move into the second fix, which is getting your subject matter expert to come up with these ideas faster. Now, that's definitely not something that I see people having a, you know, it's not a problem. What it is I see people struggling to get their subject matter expert to generate the alternative options, right? Everybody knows the right answer when you ask them. But when you say the alternative option, they'll sometimes sit on it for a while because they have no idea. Now, this strategy, when you're pulling out the gist of how people mess up and you have these options that say, you know, goad, apologize, sympathize. How can people mess up? Well, they can sympathize with the customer. Okay, great. Now what you can do is you can then say to the SME, okay, so why don't you tell me what it sounds like when somebody is actually going to sympathize with the customer? What are they saying? Boom. What happens now is you can work out the rest of your dialogue because your SME has a cue. Instead of trying to come up with something from a blank space, you've actually addressed the key methodologies. And now what they can do is actually tell you what that sounds like. It works like a dream. Fix number three. And this is wrapping everything up in a story. Now, why in the world would you do this? Listen, have you ever experienced this problem? This is actually huge and very important. One of the most important things probably. People start our experiences and they never finish. Like, ever. They just start them. Unless you're running a compliance course where people have to actually complete something and it is required, they don't. They really don't. They're distracted. They get lost. Something happens and, you know, squirrel, it's gone. Seriously, this is interactive storytelling to the rescue. At the core, an interactive story is a bunch of scenario questions wrapped up in a narrative. It has a beginning, it has a middle, and it has an end. Now, there's something beautiful about that, though, because it taps into the magic, the storytelling machine that is in our brains. Let's dig into this a little bit because it's awesome. An interactive story's goal is multiple. Here's the huge one. One of them is that when you begin an interactive story and you start making decisions for somebody like a character in this story, what happens is that story opens up a loop in a person's mind. And the open loop needs to be closed. It's so juicy. Have you ever stopped watching a movie halfway because you had to do something else, and then you kept on coming back to the movie going, I wonder what happened next? Well, that's your brain trying to say, I need to close that loop. So it creates an incentive for somebody to want to finish. Hey, I've watched movies where I didn't even really enjoy them very much, but they had this, you know, half-baked story in it, and I wanted to see how it ended. Have you ever done that? Well, that's that loop being open. Guess what? You can use the same thing when crafting scenarios. You can actually, you know, hack this strategy and overlay it on top of something awesome that you've already got, which is a genius. Now, there's another thing that's happening. This is what's cool with interactive stories. When you add narrative to a bunch of scenarios, you can actually create a sequence of events that feels like it's a single experience. Even though those situations might not necessarily be connected, the story and the fact that you have the same character going through making the decisions actually helps people create a narrative and helps keep them wanting to finish it. And also the other thing that it does, I mean, there are so many benefits. I'm just going through a couple here because it's awesome. But one of the things that it does, it puts the learner in decision mode and in agency mode. A story in itself is very interesting and it's meant to teach us something, and it opens up a loop, which we want to close. But with an interactive story where you're basically taking a story and adding in scenarios where the person gets to control how the story unfolds, well, this idea of giving people that choose your own adventure, you've heard it before, this agency, what happens is it makes it even more engaging, even more interesting, because you get to direct that story. Those things are irresistible. So people want to finish. People sometimes want to go through several times to see different outcomes. Remember consequences. Consequences are a key here. And if you've done a very meaningful way to set up the story, then do really powerful, provocative options that make people think. And then at the end, as they make a decision, they get this really punchy consequence to what they just, you know, the decision they made. You don't even need feedback in some ways, because the consequence itself is that aha lesson. You don't need to say, you know, when you burn yourself on the iron, bad. No, you get it, right? And that's what you're trying to emulate here. And it can be so awesome and powerful. Can you tell I love interactive stories? All right, so regardless, writing scenario questions is its own skill set, its own form of art. The scenario questions that I talk to you about here, they're not meant to be the ones where you write things for exams or end of learning assessments. That's a different kind of scenario. But what I want you to consider is that these are the kinds of questions that are very situation-based. They help people focus on the most important outcomes. They help people focus on strategies and how to apply those strategies in similar situations in their life. So they're very contextual, they're real, they're not about pirates, they're not about leprechauns. They are about people making decisions in the real world. The coolest thing is if somebody reads your scenario and they face that situation in the real world and they didn't know how to handle it, or they were scared to do the other options that you have listed there. And then guess what? They get to try that out in a safe place. And they get to see what happens. You win. That's awesome. They also win. Now, there's another video that I want you to check out that will give you a deeper insight into how to craft an interactive story. There's also, this is actually a step-by-step breakdown. So I'll link that up here in the video. Otherwise, have a fabulous rest of the day. I'll see you in the next video right now. Take care, friends. Bye.